Who? Biden congratulates Rishi Sunak for becoming UK Prime Minister. By Peter Cattell on October 25, 2022. US President Joe Biden has raised eyebrows for congratulating Rishi Sunak for becoming Britain's new Prime Minister. The British public could have been left wondering if there had been yet another Prime Minister ousted on Tuesday after US President Joe Biden brought it upon himself to congratulate Rishi Sunak for ascending to the top elected position in the UK. It comes as Britain's actual new Prime Minister in waiting, Rishi Sunak, formally takes office today, replacing car crash Premier Liz Truss after a disastrous 49 days of her being in number 10. Hailing Sunak's appointment as being a groundbreaking milestone, Biden started off his bilateral relationship with the new head of state by getting his name wrong. "We've got news that Rishi Sunak is now the Prime Minister," Biden remarked, to thunderous applause. The president went on to suggest that it was particularly interesting that Sunak had become Prime Minister under the Conservative Party, saying that the multimillionaire's appointment to the position matters. "As my brother would say, go figure," he remarked. "And the Conservative Party? Pretty astounding," he went on to say. Biden's apparent amazement that the UK Conservative Party could deliver a Prime Minister of a different race to his own probably underlines his lack of understanding of UK politics. Despite the name, the Conservative Party is in practice at its core very progressive, centrist, and globalist. Taking over from the floundering Liz Truss, Rishi Sunak becomes Prime Minister later today, marking a number of firsts in UK history. With both his parents having their backgrounds in India's Punjab province, Sunak is set to be Britain's first non-European heritage Prime Minister in its history, as well as the youngest UK Premier in 200 years. He will also be Britain's first Hindu Prime Minister, and will be only the UK's second PM after Benjamin Disraeli to openly hold a religion that is not some extraction of Christianity. Not that any of this will make much difference to the tough job facing Sunak in the coming days. However, with Britain currently facing a host of major crises surrounding the issues of immigration, energy and the economy, the chaos surrounding the last of these three problems alone was enough to unseat Sunak's predecessor after less than 50 days. And while the international markets appear to be more confident that Sunak, an ardent globalist, will handle issues to their liking, his premiership could still be scuppered by any number of issues over the coming months. The former UK Chancellor's diversity credentials are also unlikely to win him any points with leftists in the country either, with members of the opposition Labour Party already taking to dismissing his migrant background as not being relevant. Rishi Sunak as Prime Minister isn't a win for Asian representation. A now deleted online post from Nadia Whittam MP is reported by The Telegraph as reading, "He's a multimillionaire who, as Chancellor, cut taxes on bank profits while overseeing the biggest drop in living standards since 1956, she continued. "Black, white or Asian, if you work for a living, he is not on your side. This logic, that race comes with politics and that conservative people of color don't count, may be something that US President Biden could get on board with, though. As he said in 2020, you ain't black if you vote for Donald Trump instead of the Democrat Party." Follow Peter Cattell on Twitter, at Peter_Cattell. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.